Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's an audio extra with Crockett. Exclusively on Froggy101.com.
Back in the saddle again for another little audio extra. So a lot of you guys have heard me talk about it. I'm going to go a little bit in depth on this one about my injury last Sunday. So it's funny. Some people are just finding out about it in the building and around my inner circle. Some people are just finding out about it. Some people already know. So I'm going to give you guys just a little heads up. This story is gross. I'm going to go in full detail on this one. So if you don't do good with injury stories, you may want to back out now. So with that said, we're going to go into it. On last Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I have waited my entire life to see the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl. So we were excited. My buddies and I, we were excited. Now, the last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I think I was 18, maybe 19. I didn't have any friends here. I just moved here, so I didn't know anybody. So I wasn't excited. I wasn't an adult yet. So this was like our first Super Bowl as adults. So we were ready. We were geared up. We were ready. And we said, you know what? Let's do this the right way. We've watched every single game together. Let's tailgate this party. Let's treat. Now, my buddy, he lives on a corner of a street, and across the street is an old church, and the church is abandoned, so the parking lot is connected to his house. So he's got a giant parking lot for a driveway, and it's abandoned. So we were like, you know what? Let's treat his house like it's the Super Bowl stadium. We're going to park outside. We're going to park our cars. We're going to drink beer. We're going to cook outside with the grill. We're going to listen to music. We're going to play catch. We were ready. And I talked about it, and I guess it got a lot of hype because all my buddies are like, dude, everybody's talking about this tailgate we're throwing. So we're excited. Well, of course, being in Northeast PA, being that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, it decides to snow. It snows. I was so mad when I saw the snow. But it's better than rain. Okay, we can live with some snow. So I went and I bought a case of beer. My buddies are buying beer. My other buddy whose house we're at, he's out buying the meat to cook. So my buddy Nick and I, we get back and we're setting up our tailgate. We're hanging up our flags. We got the doors open so the music can come out. We got the country music going. We're getting ready. So now my buddy who owns his house, he comes in with our other buddy. So everybody's ready. Man, we are ready to go. I've got Darius Rucker whiskey ready. I mean, we're ready for the Super Bowl. We're all decked out. Now, when I say decked out, head to toe, I've got my Eagles Zubaz zebra print, official Eagles Zubaz print hat. I've got my Eagles hat, knit hat on. Then I've got, in order, my Eagles Carson Wentz shirt. I've got my Eagles hoodie on. And then I have my Nick Foles jersey on. Going down more, I've got my green tights. And then I have my Zubaz zebra print Eagles pants. I've got green socks on. I mean, we're decked out in the nines here, people. I'm ready. I'm ready for the Super Bowl. We crack open our first beer. I get a sip of beer. And I tell my buddy, I said, I'm going to go out for a pass. Throw me a pass. We're throwing the football. We're having a blast. Everything's going good. Well, my buddy threw a bad pass. The snow must have got the ball. It went up near the car. So I went running for it. I needed to catch this ball. I needed to bring the luck to the Eagles. So I jumped up in the air. When I went to jump, my foot caught the snow. I caught the snow and I went back. I fell. I slipped. Now, when I slipped, everything went black. I then felt a loud, I didn't so much feel it, but I heard a loud dunk. And then it was black. So all of a sudden, so it goes black for only a couple seconds. So the next thing I remember is my eyes are closed and I hear my buddy start saying, oh crap, we'll say. He wasn't saying crap. And then I opened my eyes. And you know when you're in a movie, when someone gets knocked out or their bell gets rung and the camera's wavy like that? Like, woo, woo, that's how it was. So when I opened my eyes, I could hear my buddies saying, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, coming over. And everything was blurry. And I'm trying to get my eyes to focus, but my head is just cloudy. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. So I say, okay. To myself, I say to myself, okay, I just hit my head off the concrete. My bell's rung. I just got to sit up, get my head straight. I'm fine. I've gotten a concussion before, like a full-blown concussion. So I know what that feels like. It was similar, but not as bad. So I said, okay, maybe minor. I'll be able to shake this off. All of a sudden, my buddy comes over and says, oh, man, you're bleeding. And I thought, oh, no, 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 no. Maybe it's just a scratch, right? And I said, I'm bleeding. He said, yeah. I said, no, no. I said, I must have just hit my head off the concrete. And he said, no, you didn't hit your head off the concrete. He goes, you hit the car door. So remember earlier I said that we had all four car doors open? Well, that's what happened. When I went for a pass, I slipped backwards and I went headfirst into the corner of my metal car door. Wham. So now all of a sudden I'm sitting up and my buddy's like, oh man, you're bleeding a lot. So everybody was kind of nervous to touch me. No one knew how bad it was. So they're trying to look through my hair. And of course I have dark hair and a lot of it. So it's kind of hard to see what's going on. So they're like, we got to get you inside, man. So I said, all right, all right. And they said, how do you feel? I said, I feel okay. I feel okay. And I touched my head where the cut is and I saw blood. I was wearing gloves, so I couldn't see a lot of blood, but I said, all right, I'm bleeding. So I got up. And they're kind of like, help me inside, to a barrage of curse words coming out of my mouth. So we get into the bathroom. Now it's me and three other guys. We're all crammed in this little bathroom. And my buddy's got a paper towel on my head. Now I don't remember anything from this point for a little bit. I do remember waking up on the bathroom floor. So what happened apparently was my buddy took the paper towel off my head and showed, for whatever reason, my buddy showed me the paper towel soaked in blood. And he said, man, you're bleeding a lot. And he said, I grabbed him. I looked at his face and I said, I'm going down. And then I just collapsed and I fell on the floor and passed out. I don't remember any of this. What I do remember is when I passed out, I think I was only out for a couple seconds. I haven't asked how long I was out for. But I felt like I was waking up from a dream. So I thought when I was opening my eyes, okay, this was just a dream. I'm in bed. Awesome. What a terrible dream. Let's go watch football. But when I opened my eyes, everybody was surrounding me and looking at me in my face. And I looked at him and I said, what happened? And they said, what do you mean what happened? And then it dawned on me again what was going on. So at this point, my buddies are all panicked because I passed out. I don't think they've ever seen anybody pass out before from an injury. So when I figure out what's going on, I hear my buddy talking to the ambulance. And I said, cancel that ambulance. And the first thing I said after what happened was cancel that ambulance because I don't want to pay for an ambulance. That stuff's expensive. And I knew I'd be okay once I got my bearings right. So if you ever passed out, if you're layered in tons of clothes, you get very hot, very hot. So I was sweating. So I felt sick. I was sweating, and I'm trying to get my bearings together. So I go, cancel that ambulance. So my buddy's like, we don't need an ambulance. We don't need an ambulance. And then he looks at me and goes, are you sure? I said, I'm sure. I said, get me a glass of water. So I got a glass of water. They got me a soda. And I said, okay. Let's try and gather the pieces here. I said, get me outside so I get some fresh air. So we get some fresh air outside. Well, the ambulance showed up anyway. So the ambulance got there. They said, what happened? We explained it. And the guy looked at me and I said, can you just look at my cut real bad? Because it stopped bleeding by this point. Luckily, it didn't bleed for a long time. So they checked. They looked at it. And the guy said, I don't know if this is that bad. He said, just go to urgent care. You may just be able to get it glued together. So now I'm feeling pretty confident. The adrenaline is still on, so I can't feel how bad I feel. I can't feel any pain. So I'm like, all right, this is fine. We go to urgent care. Now, urgent care claims, they said, because I hit my head on a car, it's considered a car accident. And they don't work on car accident patients. So they send me to the ER. And before I left, they said, can you just tell me, do I really need to go to the ER or can I just put a Band-Aid on this? And the woman looked at it. She goes, no, you need staples. She goes, it's pretty bad. Go to the ER. So off to the ER we went. Now this happened at 2 o'clock, like 1 o'clock, 1:50, 2 o'clock it happened around. So now we're headed to the ER. It's snowing. I feel terrible. My buddy just won it. Now my buddy, he signed up to watch football. He's a Giants fan, so he's not missing much, but I feel bad. So we get to the ER and Now I'm in, so it's empty. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get in and out of here. No problem. Not the case. They then put me in the hallway where there was a line, and all it was just full of children. And this poor kid, he must have broke his arm. His entire, it sounded like the poor kid broke his entire left side. He was screaming bloody murder. So that was upsetting the kid next to me. So now I'm just surrounded by screaming children. My head's pounding, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. So finally, it's my turn to go. I get in my little room there, and they said, just put your head under the sink. That's the best way we're going to clean out your head. So I said, okay. So I put my head under the sink. Now, let me tell you something. When you have a decent-sized cut, hot water feels a lot hotter going into your head in an open wound. So I'm going, and I mean the sink just fills with blood, lots of blood. I got pictures. I'll post the pictures with this blog. This is a graphic. This is graphic. So sink fills with blood, but I'm okay. At this point, I'm like, all right, I'm fine. I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to pass out. I'm good. So I wash my head off. I sit down, and the doctor said, you've had stitches or staples before? I said, yeah. He says, you know the drill. Yeah, so what they do is they take a needle and they put a numbing needle into your head, into your cut to numb it all up. So he goes, all right, you're going to feel some pain. I said, okay. And he's doing it. He goes, you feel anything? Now, at this point, I had no idea he was even poking me with this needle. So that was good. I'm thinking, perfect. No problem, right? Wrong. So I'm now numbed up. He's put a lot in. And then he goes, I think he was nervous because I wasn't feeling anything. So he said, I'm going to put a little bit more in just to double check. So he hits me up with a couple more needles and still fine. So now it's time for the staples. I'm not really nervous. Now, I had staples before on my thumb. Now, this was in high school. I cut my thumb open with a knife. When they put the four staples in, the woman didn't numb me. I did this at like 2 in the morning. And the woman, you could tell the woman didn't want to be there. So she just jammed four staples in my thumb. No Novocaine, nothing. It was one of the worst pains I've ever felt. So I was a little nervous. I was worried how this was going to feel. So now this is where it gets real gross. So if you're still with me and you're getting squeamish, get ready because this is the worst part of this. One of the worst parts. There's only two more parts that are real bad. So he's like, are you ready? I said, I'm ready. So he lines the stapler up and in there. Here's the thing. It doesn't hurt. Getting staples doesn't hurt. But the sound and the feeling is a lot to deal with. Imagine hearing, so especially where I got the cut, it's near my ear, all right? It's kind of where it's at. It's a little above my ear and up. So you hear the crunch of the staple gun, like, okay, if you could crack your knuckles right by your ear on your head. That's kind of the sound. Now, you hear the crunch, and then you can, like, hear the staple go through the skin, and then you can feel your skin pull together. So from the feeling, the sound, all mixed together, it's a lot. It's very queasy. If you got a strong stomach or you can somehow tone that out, it's fine. Well, I was like, okay, all right, one down. He said, you're getting five. I said, one down, four to go. I can get through this. The second staple, botch job. It got jammed. He pushed it. I felt, and it got stuck. So now he's like kind of tugging, trying to get the staple to come out of my head. I was like, oh, God, I'm still okay. Bang, got the second in. Bang, got the third in. Bang, got the fourth in. Now, by the fourth one, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like I did in the bathroom. And he goes, and I think he saw it. And he goes, how are you feeling? I said, I'm all right. I said, I think I'm good to pass. This is exactly how I said it. And this quickly, I said, I'm all right. He said, okay. I said, I'm all right. I said, I think I may pass out. He's like, all right. I go, I'm going to pass out. I said, I'm going to pass out. I said, all right. Just lean back. He said, just take deep breaths. And I stayed with him. I didn't pass out. I almost did. He said, you got real pale there. So he laid me back. And so I'm laying there. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm all right. And he said, all right. He said, what do you want to do? He says, do you want me to give you a couple minutes or while you're laying down, do you want me to put this last staple in? Now, in my mind, I'm thinking a couple things. I want to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's what I want. I want to see the Eagles. I don't want to miss a thing. And I said, all right. I said, just put it in. I said, put it in. Get this thing over with. He said, are you sure? I said, yep. Put that last sucker in. So, ka-tink, and it's done. So now I try and stand up, and they're like, no, you got to stay down. Because now I'm in a hospital. We're not with my buddies where I can say, I'm out of here. They're going to make sure I'm okay. So then they put me on a little oxygen. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right, I'm not driving. And I tell him, I go, I'm not driving. My buddy's driving. I'm like, all right, just relax, relax. So they get me all taken care of. And they said, I asked when they can come out. They said they could come out on Monday. So I've been not bad, right? So get out, get my buddy. We're back, and we're leaving. So this is now at 5:30. So I've been all day getting my head worked on. So we make it back for the party. So I go back. I don't even go home. I go to my buddy's house. And I'm thinking, you know, in the back of my head, I know I'm not all there. I know my head's a little screwy. I feel like I probably got a little bit of a minor concussion is what I'm thinking. Because I turned down the CAT scan. I said, you know, I've hit my head enough times. I know nothing serious. I probably, you know, got minor bell rung, maybe a little concussion. So I could tell I'm a little off, but I'm thinking I don't want to go home by myself. Just in case anything happens, at least I'm surrounded by people. But I won't drink. And I didn't drink. Give myself a round of applause on that one. So I opened the door, and the whole party is just looking at me like, what? You're back? And they all clap. And I said, I'm back. I'm back. You know, we're good. So I watched the Eagles. Let me tell you something. I wish this didn't happen because I couldn't get excited. Like, I was excited, but I couldn't, like, yell. I couldn't scream. My head hurt. Very careful watching the Super Bowl. But I watched Super Bowl. The Eagles won. We're all happy. Everything's good. Now, this is the last part of the story that's gross. Real gross. So, finally, the Super Bowl's over. Everybody's ready to party hard. And I say, you know what? I'm going home now. You know, I've watched the Eagles. I'm okay. Nothing bad's going to happen. I'm just going to go home. So, I drive home, and I take a shower. This is the last bad part, I promise people. Kind of. I'll add one more gross thing in there for you freaks out there. So I go to take a shower, and I almost threw up because you got to take into account every time I passed out or started to pass out, I'd sweat a lot because I got real hot. So when I put my head under that hot water, it was a mix of dry blood, fresh blood, sweat, the iodine, the numbing spray, and like just gross hair smell. And it was just poor, metallic smell from the staples. It all rushed down my face to my nose. That smell was horrible. I can't even describe how bad that smelled, all that. And then the blood come with the water. It was disgusting. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. This is awful, awful, awful. But I cleaned up, and that was it. So that's the story. The next day I go to work, and the next day I'm real fuzzy, like really fuzzy. My head is all fuzzy, and you could tell I'm fuzzy. Like, and everybody I've talked to, they said your eyes were glossed over real bad on Monday. They said everything's looking good now. So the first day was real bad. I walked to my boss's office, and he looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" I was like, "No." I still did my show though. I came here. I didn't take a day off. I wasn't that guy. So everything's now cleaned up. But let me tell you something. It's annoying. I sleep with my left ear on the pillow. That's how I like to sleep. Well, that's where the cut is. So I have to lay on my right side or on the back of my head. So I'm not getting good sleep because if I go to roll, it hurts. Because if I bump my head or if I lay on my head, the staples push back down. And that hurts. It's real sensitive. The other day I was driving and I went to turn to see if anybody was coming. And I whacked my head off of the seat. And that it pushes all the staples back in. So that's the last gross part. So that hurts. So not getting good sleep really here, people. But they come out Monday. I can't wait. At this point, I don't think it's the cut anymore that hurts. I think it's just the staples that are hurting. And the worst part is my hair grows incredibly fast. I have big hair. I need a haircut in the worst way. And I'm not going to be able to get a haircut now for like 2 more weeks because of this. It's probably real tender and I probably shouldn't put like a razor over it or anything. So it's killing me because there's nothing I could do with my hair. It's just too big. I can't really style it or anything. So I look like I'm going on benders every night. I look like I'm hungover, but I'm not. There's just nothing I could do. I cannot wait to get the staples out so I can wear a hat at least again. But there you go. That is what's happened. I was supposed to go to Philadelphia for the parade. Really wanted to go, but with over 1 million people there, I said, you know what? That's over 1 million chances of someone bumping into my head. So I didn't go. I missed the parade, but that's okay. I didn't mind missing it. I saw, you know, I was still part of it. I was still happy I got to do everything I did. And I just can't wait for Monday when these stupid things come out of my chrome dome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.